About this SWOG study, it seems like there are a number of trials in GI-NET looking at bevacizumab, and this is one of them. What about this study and the rationale?
Right, so we've seen that not only PNET, where we have approval of an anti-angiogenic agent, but we've also seen that carcinoids seem to be very vascular tumors as well. And so looking at an anti-angiogenic agent for these patients makes a lot of sense. I know folks at Charlie's Institution have done, Matt Kolke, have done quite a bit of work looking at anti-angiogenic agents for carcinoid tumors. This study, unfortunately, has taken too long to accrue, and now we're waiting for the data from it. This is the problem with neuroendocrine studies, is that the patients live so long that it takes forever to get the results of the data. But I think this is a very eagerly anticipated study where they're looking at octreotide plus interferon versus octreotide plus bevacizumab for these patients.